Emergency manager Abner Hoag took to Facebook Wednesday with a personal appeal.
I know many of you are angry, hurt, disappointed, and even scared about the impact this may have in our community. I am too.
He's referring to a statement from his office a day earlier. It had warned of the potential for, quote, wide community spread, end quote, of the coronavirus. That's after a visitor arrived last Saturday, and instead of quarantining while test results were pending, the unnamed individual reportedly hit the town.
While I don't support the actions of this individual, now is not the time to express words of anger towards someone who made a few bad choices, but rather the time to support them and others in our community who are impacted.
Ketchikan police are investigating whether the visitor broke the law by not quarantining as laid out in the state's Health Mandate 10. Ketchikan Police Lieutenant Andy Berenson says investigators are taking a particular interest in the individual's actions after their positive test results came back Tuesday.
The charge of reckless endangerment, you know, if that's a charge that a prosecutor would look at, you know, those are facts that they're going to want to have as far as, you know, when did this person know and, you know, what did they do afterwards? It also speaks to their responsibility and intent and that kind of stuff, too.
Berenson says the police investigation is separate from a state public health contact investigation.
We don't want to put them in a position where they're going to violate any trust and then vice versa with us. So our investigations are independent with two very different goals.
In his recorded statement on social media, Emergency Manager Hoag emphasized that the community is prepared to deal with a widespread outbreak.
We have testing available. We have PPE available. Our healthcare system is strong and ready. And our public health officials have done many contact investigations and are very proficient at identifying and quarantining those who are at risk.
Approximately 100 people are being tested every week at a site set up by the Emergency Operations Center. That's just shy of 3% of Ketchikan's population every month. Ketchikan Medical Center has outlined plans to rapidly expand the number of available beds for COVID-19 patients. And so far, contact investigations have been successful in Ketchikan. Only one case so far has been attributed to so-called community transmission. That's a term that epidemiologists use to describe cases that can't be attributed to either travel or a known source. Even still, the impacts of an infected person breaking quarantine are far-ranging. Ketchikan Public Utilities' sole customer service office is closed. Ketchikan Little League announced it would suspend 3 divisions for at least 2 weeks. And multiple city department heads and employees are working from home, according to City Hall. Officials asked anyone who went to a party where people didn't stay at least 6 feet apart since Saturday to consider a 14-day quarantine. Out of concern for the patient's privacy, the Emergency Operations Center has not released a list of parties or public spaces visited by the individual, even as throngs on social media continue to draw their own conclusions. In his social media address, Hoag said the entire town has a responsibility to slow the spread of the virus.
We stopped the spread of COVID-19 before, and we can do it again if everyone does their part.
Hoag says that means residents should wear a mask in public, wash their hands frequently, keep their distance from others, and keep their social circles relatively small. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Eric Stone.